Welcome back to the Growing Dad Podcast. I'm Jacob Sager, and today we're going to talk about something that can make or break family harmony, sibling relationships. As fathers, we play a crucial role in shaping how our children interact with each other. Let's explore why this matters and how we can foster positive sibling bonds that last a lifetime. Nurturing healthy sibling relationships is vital for several reasons. First, these relationships often become the longest-lasting ones in our children's lives, outlasting even us. Moreover, positive sibling interactions teach crucial life skills like sharing, compromise, and conflict resolution. These skills extend far beyond the family, influencing how our children navigate all future relationships. Additionally, strong sibling bonds provide a support system that can help our children through life's challenges, from childhood squabbles to adult life transitions. And lastly, the way our children treat their siblings significantly impacts the overall family atmosphere. You and your partner deserve some peace of mind and ability to step away. And if your kids can interact with each other lovingly, you have more space to do that. When siblings get along, it creates a more peaceful and enjoyable home for everyone. So how can we foster a positive sibling relationship? Let's start by treating each child as an individual. Recognize and celebrate their unique qualities and avoid comparisons. Next, establish clear family rules about respect and kindness. These guidelines create a framework for positive interaction. It's also crucial to model good conflict resolution. When disagreements arise, be it between you and your children or you and your partner, show your children how to communicate effectively and find win-win solutions, and always communicate love. Another key strategy is to create opportunities for positive shared experiences. Being proactive about this makes all the difference. Family game nights, outings, or projects can help siblings bond over common interests. Lastly, resist the urge to always intervene in sibling conflicts. Guide them in resolving their own disputes, stepping in only when necessary. This helps them develop crucial problem-solving skills. Your next step, Growing Dad, is to actively work on nurturing the sibling relationships in your household. Here's a simple plan. First, schedule a family activity that encourages cooperation rather than competition. Next, have a one-on-one conversation with each of your children about their sibling relationships. Listen to their perspectives and concerns. Finally, the next time a sibling conflict arises, try guiding your children through resolving it themselves instead of immediately stepping in to solve it. At the end of the week, reflect on these experiences. How did these strategies impact your children's interactions? What challenges did you face? And how can you address them moving forward? To share your experiences and learn from other fathers navigating sibling dynamics, Remember, nurturing sibling relationships is an ongoing process that requires patience and consistency. Your efforts today are laying the foundation for lifelong bonds between your children. Until next time, this is Jacob Sager, reminding you that in the symphony of family life, harmony between siblings creates the sweetest melody.